All right, well, Connor Smale, how do you feel, man? You guys pulled it out, a low-scoring game, 41 points, usually doesn't win a game, but how do you feel, man?
Really happy that we got over there with the W.
So what did it take? I mean, they're a really good team, and they've got the one guy, he's a freshman, but he's so good. What did it take for your guys?
Just to stay focused and do what we've been coached since, like, second grade.
Your three-point shooting there in the first half, tell me about that. I know you worked so hard on it, and you haven't been hitting them lately. Describe your mindset coming in and how those went down for you.
Well, I think that I worked a lot in the off season, and eventually it was just going to pay off, and tonight was the night.
Yeah, and what's the feeling like when that ball goes through the hoop, man, and it's nothing but net?
It's really good. I mean, I feel like I could have made a couple more, but it's really good.
So you guys are behind in the third quarter. What was the message from coaches? And because I know Tracy, I've known him for 25 years. I know he doesn't want to panic. What did he say to you guys?
Just keep it simple. Just protect the ball and play defense.
Connor, what do you think about going down again to the quarterfinal now against Bridgeport? What do you think, man?
I'm really excited. They're a good team, but I think we're capable of getting out there with the W.
What do you think about doing it at the same time the girls are, you know, which has never happened, obviously, in our school's history?
It's just really great to see the girls going far and we're going far. It's just bringing us together as Escanaba.
Give you a shout-out, dude.
To my family and my friends. Yep.
All right, good job, Bill.
Thank you.